Hey guys, welcome back to The Real New Yorker. On today's show, we have two special fucking beautiful bitches.
Yeah. Two New York bitches.
Period.
Two queen bitches.
Also, it's three of us.
Three of us.
Oh, the best. Best Rawr. Of the best.
Mm-hmm. The best borough.
I have Brooke and Michelle here with us today. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Hi, Guada. This is Brooke.
This is Michelle. Ew.
Alright, so Brooke is Queens, and so is Michelle. You're from Flushing, Brooke.
Yeah, born and raised in Flushing.
Oh, mm-hmm. And?
I'm from Elmhurst, and my parents moved to East Elmhurst, and now I moved to Jersey.
Wow, it's fucking the betrayal that actually hurt my heart. Alright, ladies. So, I have a few questions for you.
Let's hear them.
All right, let's start with you, Brooke.
Okay.
What is it to be a New Yorker? What does it mean to be a New Yorker to you?
So many things. It's very layered. But I do think the first thing is just being a hustler. Like, we're always on the go, go, go. We're always trying to find ways to make either a new passion or make new money or something. And, like, I don't know. I just think we're so resilient. Like, we go through so much in one day that... I don't know, it just, you don't even have time to process, like...
We're survivors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Literally. Yeah. So, I feel like you have, no time to, overthink things sometimes. You have to just, focus. You have to keep... I'm getting the cue to talk more into the mic. But yeah, we're just on the go all the time, and we don't have time to really overthink and to dwell on things. We're just constantly pushing forward and on to the next.
How about you, Michelle? Same question. What does it mean to be a New Yorker?
So I moved to Jersey and last year in December, and so coming back here to the city now is so different because I noticed how fast-paced New Yorkers are, and it's funny because nobody really honks out there, or at least where I'm living, mm-hmm. and it's so much more calm. People are not in a rush, but I'm used to the fast life. I'm the honker over there, and then also.
I have to cue these girls, so if you hear a snap, it's speaking to your fucking mic.
It's so not natural for us.
I know.
You're going to have to cut that whole thing.
No, it's okay. It's real shit, you know what I'm saying?
Real New York shit.
All right, the fast-paced, and we're from Queens. I feel like Queens is so small. I know
but it's vibrant.
Of Queens, right?
It's vibrant as fuck.
Yes, yeah, it is. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Which and I feel like that makes it... Sorry, other boroughs, but being from Queens, you deal with people... New York is diverse as it is, mm-hmm. but New York... I mean, Queens has every
it
ethnicity
is the
almost.
Melting pot.
So you deal with it, and you have to, kind of... So to me, being a New Yorker is... Oh, you hear the train? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Perfect timing.
So for me... To be a real New Yorker is to adapt. I think all New Yorkers are chameleons, mm-hmm. right? Everywhere we go, we manage to kind of just fit in or know how to read a room. And
so
I think mm-hmm. that's a skill. You know, every time we go out, Michelle or Brooke will be like, oh, okay, this is the vibe. And you play the mm-hmm. part and... I think
even just being street smart, you will never have a New York street smart anywhere else. In the
Nowhere.
World. You're always observing. You're always good and bad observant.
It's so funny. So I tell my guy all the time, I already played out the scenario. If mm-hmm. Someone comes here trying to shoot up the spot or if my house gets broken in, I already have a whole step by step of what I would do, and it's I think that's a New York thing. It's not, maybe I'm just fucking nuts.
No, where the exits are.
Yeah,
who's the creep in the room?
Fucking ready. Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Speaking of creeps,
so many of them. So many.
Okay. Wait, but what makes you the New Yorker?
No, not me, the New Yorker. I think everyone something. Being a chameleon that you could adapt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere you go, you fucking. Mm-hmm. You can't put a New Yorker, I mean, you can't put someone from, like, the Midwest or the West Coast in a, like, in New York, and they'll just be like, oh, this is too much. But, like, a New Yorker, you put them anywhere, and they'll be like, all right, like, this is what I have to do. They're just so fast.
I saw a video of some chick who was like, a real New Yorker doesn't even react when someone's, like, screaming bloody murder right around them, because they're so used to so much, like, stimulation constantly and, like, movement. You're just like, okay, someone's, like, crying and bleeding out, like, all right, gotta go to work, like.
Right, right. So... Earlier, people listening.
Are you there?
Is anyone there? But we were having dinner, and we were talking about, obviously, things we're going to speak on the show. And one of the things was that as New York women, we've all endured and witnessed our fair share amount of penises.
So much penis.
Let's be clear about this penis thing.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Wait. Cue the game host sound, like, penises in public. But so basically what I mean by that is I feel like if you're a New York woman, you've seen hella strange dick on trains, on train stations, random spots. Like, my first dick was
the first dick you saw in the street was
non-consensual, just like in your face.
I remember I was on the train with a friend from high school, and it was around the it was my freshman year of high school. And I'm a Queens kid, so, like, I don't travel that much. Well, I've always traveled, but, like, not to Dykeman as, like, age 13, you know? So I'm on the train with this girl because she wanted to get the new Jordans. It was that, like, our, like, Jordan release. And she's telling me a story, and we're on the A train, I think, whatever fucking goes to Dykeman. And I'm like, yo. And she's like, what? And I'm just sort of like, get up right now. Get up right now. Because it was an empty car. And you could burp, girl. This is a safe zone.
I was trying to get my head going. In that case, hey.
It looks like you're dying over there. And we're on the train. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's like, what? What? I'm like, get up right now. And it was just us two girls and another guy, like, at the end of the thing. And there was this guy with a massive penis. I have to give it to him. It was a big dick. But he was just jerking his shit so crazy. And I'm like, and I was, I think I was already fucking. I was in high school. God. Sorry, mom. Sorry, dad. But yeah, man. Big penis in like a 14-year-old's face. And we got up. And then the guy that was like at the other end, he's like, what happened? I'm like, that guy's fucking jerking off.
You also, like, relearn as a New Yorker also to, like, never go in an empty train cart because weird shit like that happens. Like, there's a lot of, you know, homeless people and that's their homes half the time. So you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. It's not just the homeless.
It's not. Oh,
it's like normal people that have, like, crazy fetishes.
My first penis, I was actually with Michelle. I was 18, which is actually
my first penis that I saw.
My first penis that I saw, let me be clear. That I did not want to see was in the train platform, and it was just some guy walking back and forth jerking, just like literally jerking off his dick.
That's very multitasking.
Walking back and forth, and he started to kind of follow us, like it was me, you, and our other friend. And yeah, it was traumatizing because he just kept, like, wherever we went, he just kept, like, getting closer to us. And
he was jerking off to you guys.
Right. It was so crazy. And it was, like, broad daylight. It wasn't, like, nighttime. It wasn't, like, club hours. We were young. I think I was 18. You were probably, like, maybe 20, I guess. But, yeah, it was just very traumatizing as, like, a, you know, and an 18-year-old girl.
Bitch,
like,
I was 14. What do you think?
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A massive dick being jerked off
that's
in
what I'm
my
saying.
Face.
Even as 18-year-old.
And that's when I knew what I liked.
And that's when I knew a penis was my thing.
Massive penis.
Massive.
I wasn't anti-penis. Like, in public, it wasn't that crazy.
How about you? How many penises?
I've seen a lot of penises.
She was unfazed. I was with Michelle, by the way, when I saw that penis, and she was unfazed.
She
was just like, she was like, oh, yeah, no, come on, like, let's move it. Like, just go.
She probably saw him once a week on that train.
She's like, Thomas, again?
I think I was out clubbing. I was like 17 years old. I'm getting out the club, and then there's this alleyway, and I'm walking with my girlfriend, and we're walking away from the club, the night was over, and this guy jerking off there in the alleyway, and he had a huge penis too.
What is up with these men?
You guys have good luck. I have little shrimp. Well, that penis was
my
public.
First penis though, but I've seen a lot, and mostly on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's not
why
machine,
can't the normal ones that we date have these fucking crazy people penis?
And if you're not in the train, you just see randoms pissing outside. Like, outside is a bathroom.
I've seen a million penises outside of Guadalupe's window, okay?
Welcome to the real New Yorkers.
Good morning.
Welcome to Queens.
But come on. We're supposed to be the best borough over here.
All right, let's cut that out.
No, so yeah, apparently people have just decided that this tree across the street from my house is the pit stop of the block. It's fucking tragic. This is actually a project that I started, and I don't know where it's going, there's times where, like, if I'm smoking out my window, cues that, you know, that song, smoking out my window. But, I'm smoking out the window, and they'll stop, and they'll face their penis towards my window. And I'm so over it, and I'll be so pissed, and I'm just like, you don't have a fucking house? You can't fucking wait? I don't want to see your fucking penis. But I'll say it in Spanish, right? So that's even funnier, right? When I yell that out the window. And these guys actually, like, freak out and, like, clip their dicks, put it back in, and keep walking. I've seen some of them pee on themselves when I've yelled at them, which is great. I also just started taking pictures of them peeing. Mm-hmm. And I want to, like, laminate it and do this, like, mural around the tree.
Oh, that would be
all the people that pee.
Please
there.
Do that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, you know, and like this fucking unisex spa and some, like, health shop, which are 100% like they're doing some kind of laundering, selling drugs and shit for sure, but they've ruined it even more. Now, like, it's just them peeing, all the druggies peeing, and I'm about to get real New York on these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
and they're
decorate
gonna see
that
them.
Tree.
Yo, you have no idea. I'm so excited.
I would love
that.
Make, like, fake wanted signs.
Yo, no, I'm just gonna be like, no pissing.
Right.
In English and in Spanish. And then I was thinking of going up to my roof and going to the corner and just throwing flyers of all these pictures.
Like in Mean Girls?
Yo,
like the hallway.
Just like that. But yes, penises in public. We don't want to see it. I know it's more...
We don't?
Are they big?
Maybe a big one.
No, but like...
I'll reconsider.
But seriously, like, guys, we get it. You guys have the penis. You could whip it out anytime.
Is that just like a New York thing, though?
It's a guy thing.
No, no.
Oh, the jerking off?
Yeah, because
it has to be.
I've gone to, like, Chicago. I've gone to different, like, busy cities, and... I've never seen it anywhere else. And here it's so normal.
I mean, it has to happen everywhere, no?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it does, but not to the extent that it does here.
I mean, my boyfriend's from Chicago, and he says that there's, like, it's crazy out there.
Wow.
But I've never asked him about public penises. Remind me to ask.
We're
going to
take a poll now.
Speaking about penises. So, ladies, it was Valentine's Day, the month of love. I wanted to do this during Valentine's Day, but I was like, you know what? It's a small, short month. Let's just end February with this. Mm-hmm. So, what is the most New York shit you've experienced as a New Yorker or with a New York man? Michelle, you first, baby girl.
I got the best stories.
I love it.
I can write a book.
So you guys know that, like, Michelle and I are, like, more together than Brooke. Brooke is our, like, special treat that we get, and she decides to bless us. So, like, I'm here for most of Michelle's stories. So I love Michelle's stories. So I wanted to share with you the world. So you're welcome, all right?
Michelle Thank Chronicles. You later.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle.
Okay, so I've been single for 5 years. And of course, you know, you got to date. You got to put yourself out there. And so there was this one specific week where I wanted to actually go out and date and make some time to go do that. So I went on a date with this really nice guy. We got along. We went out for dinner. We hit it off. We didn't want to end the night, so we went to a hookah bar. And we were just talking and enjoying each other's company. And then I'm sitting not towards my date, like facing the wall, and he had the view to the public. And behind, and then I turn around, he said, come sit next to me. So I go sit next to him, and then I look around, and there is another guy that I was sort of dating right across
from me. You weren't dating, you were fucking him.
Yeah, I was fucking him. Thanks. You're right. And he's on a date too. And but the crazy part is that he told me he was away.
He's in Miami, supposedly.
He was in Miami for the Super Bowl, and I'm here on a date. And then I look across the room, and there he is on a date too, which was so fucking awkward.
No need to lie. Like, right. We're not together.
Okay, yes. Can we just, I want to say that when I was single, I think something that men loved and that I loved about myself is that it was always like, I just want to fuck, mm-hmm. bye, get me my Uber, I'm out. Like, there was nothing more to it. And I feel like sometimes men are the same way. And, like, they're like, oh, yeah. Like, fuck this bitch. I just want to fuck her. But then, like, when they see a girl or a woman doing, like, them, like, oh, mm-hmm. shit, like, oh. She's not dying over me.
They can't take it.
Their ego,
oh,
my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, they can't take it mm-hmm. at all.
Anyways, continue. So you see him. He's super,
so I see him and, you know, I'm in shock, but whatever. Like, I'm on my date. And then as soon as he's leaving with his date, he comes over to my date. And then he tells my date that he had just fucked me the night before. Which was a complete lie because I hadn't seen him in a
couple days.
It was 3 nights
before.
And it obviously turned off my day, and then that was kind of the end of that day.
And you had to drive him home.
I had to drive. Yeah, I was driving. I drove him home. And then, you know, I apologized, and that's it. We never spoke again.
And that would only happen in New York.
Yeah.
It's so small.
It's
that...
just people are so rude.
Guys, but wait, there's more.
That was my first date of the week.
And I get the call. You know,
dating.
And I know this because I would get the call like right after. So I'm on top. So the second day.
My second day, I went out with this older guy. He was in his party, like 40, 41. He was good looking. We went to a bar because there was a Rangers game that we wanted to watch. Mm-hmm. And we're vibing. We're having a good time. You know, I never really dated somebody that age. So, you know, it was a little bit more grown and sexy. And we were having a good time. And then it was about 12:30. And then I'm like, all right, I got to wrap it up. I got to go home. So he goes, walks me to my car. We had a great time. Walks me to my car and gives me a tap kiss. And then I get in my car and then he leaves, whatever. And then I'm in my car for a couple minutes just bullshitting on my phone. And I felt like I had to pee. So I went back into the bar where we were. I walk right in because I had to go to the bathroom so bad. So I walk in and I didn't even look at the bar or anyone there. And I turn and I finally look up and he's at the bar making out with some girl.
Wild.
Insane.
Yeah.
I would have been hurt even if, like, it was just some random guy I randomly went on a date with.
Yeah.
I wasn't hurt.
But, so whatever. So I went to the bathroom. I'm peeing. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Do I walk out and not let him see me? Or do I make it known that I saw him?
I would have tapped him right on the shoulder.
Exactly what I did. I walked out. And then as I'm leaving, they were obviously making out. And I tap him. And I'm like, it was so nice meeting you tonight.
Oh, my God.
And he just look like
did
he saw ghosts. No, never after that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Wow. Either way, I had blocked them, I think, after that. I didn't want to waste my time, especially with a guy who's in his 40s doing that shit. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Such fuckboy behavior.
Yeah.
So gross.
All right, so
it's gross that 30-something-year-olds are doing it. Yes, I'm talking to whoever's listening.
Yeah.
It's not cute. Like, get your shit together.
Yeah. I met a 31-year-old last year, and he goes, oh, 31 is the new 21. And I was like, okay, no. It's really fucking not.
Yeah.
I love the idea, the theory, but like, it's not, please grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
And 41 is definitely not the new 31.
Yeah.
So
I think it's something, I mean, I have my 24-year-old nights, but it's not that, like,
right.
You know, but
yeah.
Having the mentality of like
lifestyle wise.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
that's
cute.
Was my second date.
This is all back to back.
Had a great week.
It was a week. All right, totally. I was on a dating binge. So I'm like, all right, All right, so we got Guadalupe and I was actually with you. Yes. You're in on all the action,
baby.
I love
it.
So we go to this really dope ass club that's exclusive to get into, and you know, we go, it's in the city, very like high end club, dope. We're having drinks, we're on the dance floor, we're dancing. And then as I'm dancing, I say, somebody is staring at me. I feel like someone is staring into my soul. So I'm looking around and I don't see anybody. So we keep dancing, drinking. And then a couple minutes later, I'm like, somebody does not take their eyes off of me. So I told Guadalupe, I'm like, dude, so can you look around? So somebody is either giving me the evil eye or something, something is off. Somebody's looking at me. So we look around, we don't see anyone. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. We continue dancing. And then I still had that feeling. And then I look on stage and I see the DJ, beautiful girl, amazing, music is banging. And then I look toward the VIP section and there is a guy that I was dating at that time. We were fucking.
You were fucking for like over a year.
Oh, we fucked around for like 2 years.
2 years, yeah. I almost want to say your name because I don't like you. No. I don't even know you, but I'm not going to say your name.
Whatever. So point is that the guy that I was fucking around with was on stage in VIP and on the dance floor, this gay guy, whatever. So I see this guy staring at me and I'm like, oh, you told me that you don't even like house music. You don't like clubbing. You don't like drinking. And now
he's at the VIP,
next to the DJ. Wait, the DJ. Mm. So this guy comes and gay, fabulous, comes dancing with us. You guys are so beautiful. Where are you from? We're vibing. We're dancing.
I totally forgot.
And then he's like, why don't you guys come to on stage, come to VIP? And I'm
is
like,
is that my guy?
No, another tall guy, the DJ's best friend.
Okay.
So, right. Yeah, so I'm like, no, I'm fine. So he's like, no, come on. And we're like, no, I say no, right? I don't want to see him there.
Yeah.
So
you got it.
Caught myself slipping. All right. So then the gay guy goes on stage and tells Alex, "Yo, I want to bring you."
Name drop.
Boom.
Whatever. Yeah. Fuck it. What up, Alex? Shout out to
tell Alex, yo, I want to bring those girls here. He's like, no. Like, not them. I'm assuming he told him that I was, like, an ex-girlfriend or something to not get me on stage.
Fast forward.
And, yeah, point of that.
DJ was his girlfriend.
The DJ was Alex's girlfriend.
And this whole time, he was fucking Michelle while he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Not just fucking you, but cooking for you,
having you in
his apartment laid up.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
But that was 1 week, 3 horrible days. But
isn't that crazy though? Like
how New York is so small, I'm telling you. The resilience, like so much happens
and all,
in one
all
week.
Of these men are different boroughs, by the way.
Yeah. It's so true.
And for it to like have crossed and it's insane.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy to me. It was like a movie because I would get a call every single day. After the third one, when I experienced it with her at the club, I told her, I was like, bro, like, you have to stop dating.
Yeah.
Like, give it a break.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm like, this is definitely a sign. It's not your time. Yeah. Like, fuck this.
Yeah.
It was so fucking amazing.
It was good. I mean, I'm sure I have other stories, but.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But that was 1 week.
Yeah, that's the most back-to-back
back.
Work for you.
All right.
Awesome. How about you, Berkey? What's the most, like, New York thing that you've experienced with a guy? Or
I don't think I ever experienced something like that where it was like a New York experience from a guy towards me, but I have been a New York woman. AKA you can't fuck with us and you can't sleep on us. Like, we're very observant and we will catch on and
we will kill you.
And if we catch on to you, it's a dub. So anyway, my real New York behavior was I popped up on my ex at his job, which was a jail, because he was a corrections officer.
What prison?
So,
prison? Jail?
Jail, yeah. No, he was actually working at Central Bookings, so it was accessible. I didn't have to go onto Rikers Island. But if I could have, I would have. But basically, I popped up because I had found him cheating. Mm-hmm. Cheating happens. It's fucked up, obviously. But, like, it wasn't so much that happened, but it was how he did it and like who he was doing it with, because he would go to work in the morning. I was in his house. I lived with him for like 2 years. So he would like get dressed, like full uniform, to go to work.
Yeah.
He would get to work and then call out when he was there. Yeah. He had a whole affair with another officer or something like
that.
His coworker. Yeah, in his jail. So he would go to work fully dressed in his uniform.
What a piece of shit.
So dedicated to the crime.
But like, how crazy,
insane, must a person like very be, like,
sociopathic, insecure,
malicious.
So yeah. Evil.
So yeah, so he would
don't
go
do
to
that,
work.
Guys or girls.
Yeah.
That was, I've been there, what
I feel like, yeah, like, we've all, like, done our dirt or had dirt on us, like, you know, both ways, but it was just so, a shock to the system. Anyway, so, a lot went into that relationship, but basically, I popped up because I found out that was happening, and I collected so much data before I popped up. I knew for, like, a week that something was up, but I wanted, because I'm, like, cheating for me is, like, one and done.
Have you cheated before?
Yeah, when I was like 18, I want
to
say.
Way to make me feel guilty.
I cheated. You know what it was? I was. They're all toxic.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
were all toxic. So I cheated, kind of like it was like a back and forth thing.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is that I popped up, and I was just I had photo evidence. I literally and basically I rolled up to his jail, which I can get fined for that. Like you're only like. COs.
I mean, yeah, you're kind of...
Right, only COs and inmates...
Pressing someone.
...go back there. Like, you're not even allowed to go on that block, really. So, whatever. I parked my car. I saw his boy outside, who was also a CO. I hopped out my car on a mission. I walk over to him and with a picture in my hand. And let's call her Candace, okay? I'm not going to say the mistress's name, but let's call her Candace. I was like, hey, yo. He's like, hey, what are you doing here? Because, again, like, no one goes to the jail. Like, the fuck am I doing there? So his face was already like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
So I'm like, is Candace here? And because nobody knew.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
What if they would have been like, yeah, she's here?
Oh, I would have loved to have spoken to her. Yeah. I called her. Yeah. I called her when I found out her information.
Did she know that he was
she
dating?
Knew. She knew because she apologized to me 2 years later. She texted me out of nowhere.
Because she probably got played.
Who knows? Karma. Karma's a bitch and it's real. Anyway, so...
Can someone make a bumper sticker of that? Thank you.
Yeah, please. So I pressed him, his boy, and I was like, let's call my ex Jason. Go get Jason. The minute I said Candace and Jason, his boy's face was pale. And it wasn't even his mistress or his affair. He's just like, fuck, I know exactly what's about to go down. So he goes inside. He gets my ex comes outside. And,
What was his face?
He was like a ghost.
Did he admit it?
I could see his like heart like palpitating. Like he was so flustered. And he's not easy. He's has like a poker face. He's like dead inside. So like
he's dead.
Very much. You remember him? Like very like cold.
I mean, maybe that's why he did all the things because he's dead.
So many things.
No feelings.
For sure. I don't even
trauma.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he literally. I showed him the picture of Candace in his car. Okay, like I had all the evidence right there. Still, of course, denying. But I could see his behaviors. He was like shaking. Like there was no getting around it. So anyway, so that was my most like
crazy.
New York shit.
Yeah.
I'm not someone who's gonna like, I'm very professional. Like,
but
your
also
job
you
is your job.
Living with him 2 years.
We were together for 4 years total. We moved in after 2 years. And yeah, we were together. And then when I pressed Candace over the phone, she was like, no, we're just friends. I'm like, you're not just friends. He would call out when he got to work. They would have full-on cheating adventures. They would go on hikes, spas. They would have a whole couple's day. It was an affair for like a year.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah no. But I mean, like, I definitely grew thicker skin, as a New Yorker does.
Yeah.
You learn and you live and you love again eventually and you just keep on going. But I took away so much from that. I had PTSD for like 2 years. I had nightmares. I had to do therapy.
Yo, people,
it was a thing.
People that hurt people.
Hurt people.
Yeah.
For real.
But like, you know, maybe if you're listening, whoever, if you've hurt or are hurting, you fuck people up. Like, it hurts us. Like, we may express it differently, but it fucking aches inside. Try not to do that, man. Like, this goes for women and men.
Yeah,
just be a decent human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, it, And if you don't want to be, just be honest. Don't lead people on and don't give them false hope or, like, you know, just paint this picture for them while you're all in black and white inside.
Mm. Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So were a stalker.
I popped up too.
We baby. Pop up sometimes. What's up? Pop up. Another Guadalupe and Michelle story brought to you by Michelle. All right, I'm dating this guy.
I'm a little dater. You just reminded me of me. I popped up too.
Oh, honey.
We're going to talk about it.
I thought I never have. I actually have. Go. You go first.
Okay, it's a New York thing.
Wow. I was dating this guy. He told me he was away for work and I was tracking his location. And he told me he was like in another state, but the tracker said he was in Brooklyn and he lives in Brooklyn. And then I picked up Guadalupe one day and I'm like, we're taking a little drive.
Yeah, I was like, I think midnight, 1 a.m.
No, it wasn't that late.
Really? No, it was close to midnight for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was on my way to Queens from the city and you were like, where are you? How long is it going to take you to get here? I'm like, yo, LIC, probably like 15, 20 minutes. She's like, I'll pick you up there. Meet me there. I was like, ah, what's going on?
So we went and to his apartment and I'm like, go ring the doorbell. Oh my God. And my good friend that you are, you of course went and you rang that doorbell, but you asked me, what should I say if he opens? I'm just say, you know, you're looking for, you know, like Samantha or something. But, oh my God, wrong apartment, I'm so sorry, right? Whatever. In case he was to ask.
I was so scared.
And so you went, knocked a couple of times, you rang the doorbell, we waited a couple minutes, and he didn't open the door. I don't know if he was home or not. I don't think he was. But anyway, so I didn't believe that was it. I'm like, we need to check out back. We need to check the back. Because from around the block, you can see into his...
I love that piece.
Yeah.
You could see nuts. Into his bedroom. So we took a little drive around the block.
That's not crazy. Not
and at all. Then, obviously, I, like, looked in there, but no, there was nobody in there. I mean, I'm sure he was in Brooklyn cheating on me, even though I love him. But it's okay.
But you know what's the crazy part?
I forgive you.
The crazy part about her story is that they weren't dating. They had just fucked, but the dick was so good that she was crazy. I've never seen her like this over any guy.
I remember you were dick-matized.
It was amazing dick.
Yeah.
It was white, right?
Yeah.
You have good white boy penis luck.
I do.
Yeah, I do. That's not always a thing, by the way.
No. It's a hit or miss.
I've got all the misses.
Yeah, I got all the hits. So you popped up too?
Yo.
On who?
And
where?
This was so long ago.
That's fine. This was a long time ago too.
Yeah, no, but we were toxic.
You were in your early 20s.
I was 22 to 26 when
you,
I dated him.
This was, for you, was like your mid-20s.
Mid-20s are a
okay, yeah. When I pulled up on someone was junior year of high school.
Oh, you
toxic. You were so young popping up.
I was mad. Crazy. I'm still crazy. Don't get me wrong. Do not fucking try me. But when I was in high school, I was a little badass. I was dating this kid and we were crazy. We were both toxic for one another. I'm sure the hormones.
Was he your first love? Like not first love, but like your first puppy love. Okay.
No, he wasn't. I think middle school was my first little puppy.
Puppy love in middle school?
I was fast. I wanted it.
It was that penis in the train that she saw. She's like, I gotta taste it. Let me lick it. You're disgusting. I said it, you were thinking it.
No, so we had been dating all of high school, on and off, but mostly on. But we were crazy. We were the crazy little couple that was always arguing. He's a Pisces, by the way.
I love Pisces.
I learned today, actually, I saw a post that Pisces and Sagittarius only have one thing that, like, holds them together, and it's sex. Mm. And I'm like, yep, That's absolutely true, because this person, I have no idea. I'm so sorry if you ever hear this. It's not to be offensive, but we really have nothing in common, so I don't know how that ever worked out.
Oh, I just fixed my mic. Sorry. Sorry if that sounds awful, but listen to it.
So this girl that I was quote-unquote cool with, you know, we would say what up, and everyone was friends in that school. I guess he played her or, like, took her money or some shit for weed, which was like, haha. But then she got upset and she came. She was like, you know, I've been fucking him on the side. Like, we've been fucking around. And I've always, like, she's weak as fuck for that, but I don't care. But I always, like, feel like, thank you, even though the way you told me the truth was...
Yeah, I'd rather know than...
Talk about the pop-up.
Right, the pop-up. Yo, I made this bitch come with me. I'm like, you're coming with me.
Oh, I see, made her come with Candace me. To be... I wanted to be on the same team.
But she was mad, like, pussy because she, like, hid. I took her... Yes, he had gotten transferred, and I took her in the cab with me to his school, which was, like, a little uptown. And I was, like, being so dramatic. And I was like, please, come out. Something happened. So he's like, what the fuck happened? And he comes out of school. And he's wearing a shirt that I got him, I think, for Christmas. And a hat that I had gotten him for Christmas or for his birthday. And he's wearing it. And as soon as he crosses over to me, I'm there with, like, my hands, like, if I need a hug with the saddest face. Give me my fucking Oscar. And he comes to, like hold me. And as soon as he, like, comes to hold me, like, my face just, like, switches. I grab him by the shirt, and I just start swinging.
Oh, so we popped up and we popped off.
Yes. Oh. That was the most New York shit I've done. I was young and ratchet, and, you know, this is what you were when I was in high school. Like, this mm-hmm. is the lifestyle.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, that betrayal will have you doing things.
And, yeah, but it's crazy because, like, I think we got back together, maybe. I don't know. I really forgot him. I just remember that. Like, I was like, popped up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But then years later, I think that was when I was, like, 16. Years later, 18, 19, I have all my friends on the Upper West because we all went to school out there, whatever. And we're hanging out. Do you hear that?
Someone's singing, serenading us outside your window. He's probably peeing while singing.
So, years later, this shit is so fucking ghetto. You guys are gonna love this one. Not really. I didn't love it so much.
It still kind of hurts.
It hurt. All right. I'll tell you why. So, I was hanging out with a bunch of high school friends. It was, like, we all hadn't seen each other in a bit. So, we were like, oh, let's hang out. I forgot where we started drinking. And we ended up saying, like, oh, let's go to the hostel, like, on 100 and something street. I think 103rd. I don't know. There was a hostel. And, like, all the kids would go there because there was, like, pool tables. And it was just, like, a loungy area. So, we're all going. And you have to pass the projects. All right? I think it's... Fuck, the project's on 103rd. I'm sorry. I can't give you guys your flowers. I don't remember it. But we're passing the projects, and my ex is there. The same kid from high school that I puffed off
on.
That I beat up. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have touched you. I'm so sorry. I feel bad just hearing it. He sees me with a bunch of guys, and there was just, like, one more girl. It was, like, so we're all going to a hostel, and these are fucking hood people. So they're all with their friends, and he's like, oh, what are you doing with these guys? And I'm drunk as fuck, let me remind you. Mm-hmm. We're all drunk. So fast forward, these guys jumped one of the guys I was with. And it was so sad because he was the weakest link.
Aww.
He wasn't the weakest link, but he was, like, the little white Jewish boy, and... They punched him so hard that, like, I look over and he's bleeding from his nose so bad. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm drunk as fuck. And, like, they scattered. The guys that, like, hit him scattered. My ex scattered. And I'm drunk. I probably a little blacked out. And I'm blanking out as I go. And I walk into the projects with, I don't know, the fucking spirits in me. And I'm like, where is he? I'm, like, yelling in the middle of the projects, like, oh, where is he? And he's nowhere to be found.
And then, like, Alley Cats, a bunch of girls come out from the projects, like a dozen at least. And then she's like, "That's my man. Who are you?" Like, but I know that they were just like beefing, or maybe it was one of the sisters of the guys. I don't fucking know. And they all come out, and I'm just like, "Oh, it's a wrap. Like, I'm about to get jumped," which I do. But in my head, I'm like, "Oh, nah. Like, this bitch, I have to like lock on to someone. Like, there's no way." So I'm like fighting this one girl while like all these other girls are hitting me.
And you're drunk.
I'm drunk as fuck, which was kind of what saved
me. Thank God.
Because I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. The next day, I was like a little sore around my lip because of that. That was it. But everything else was... And I think that's the most fucking New York ghetto shit I fucking experienced. I've done.
Ghetto.
Yo, in my defense, I was 16 and 18. I am 31, grown and sexy. Yeah. I am a better person.
Still a New Yorker.
Fighting the men who pee on the tree.
Taking pictures of penises now. Yeah, man, that's my fucking New York story. That's the fucking, oh God. I think about it, like, this is crazy. Like, I'm not the only crazy in fucking New York.
Oh, and no.
I can only fucking imagine.
And we all have, like, different chapters of crazy. Like, it comes and goes. Like, it's...
Sometimes when I think about the shit that I've done, or, like, just now saying all this out loud, I'm like, oh, my God, Guadalupe. Like, I could never. Like, if I saw somebody do what I did, I would judge them so hard. So I'm honestly patting myself on the back right now. You come a long way, pretty girl.
Growth, a little bit.
All right, girls, thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
For having us.
It was fucking awesome. I hope you guys come soon. Guys, I hope you guys had fun and got your giggles from us. Yeah, man, thanks for listening. And we will be back. They will be back for sure. And I hope everyone had a great... I hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day and a love month. So that was beautiful.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.